A voice for common sense and a face for radio. This is American Viewpoints with Mike Ferguson.
April 15th. We all know what that means most years. That means it is tax day, and we're suddenly reminded government takes a lot of our money. By the way, that's not all the money that it takes, because you lose a lot more than that throughout the course of the year in other taxes, but it really hits home at this point in the year. So while we're lamenting the loss of the money to the IRS, and even if you're getting a refund, don't celebrate that too much. That just means you gave the government an interest-free loan. Let's also remind ourselves what the government's doing with that money. And to do that, I'm joined by David Williams from the Taxpayer Protection Alliance. And David, good to have you back on the show. I can't think of a better time to have you on than, Tax Day, since it's literally in the name of your organization. The IRS, this is when we think about them more than anything. They're the collector. They're the ones who collect the taxes that the lawmakers that provide. But when you look at what they do, when you look at what government does with that money, that's why this time of year is a good reminder to look at the bigger picture, not just the pain of right now, tax day.
Yeah, thank you for having me. And tax day is scary for everybody, right? And, you know, people are trying to finish their taxes at the last minute, get them in by April, 15th by today, get them, submitted and filed. And the frustration is, like you said, it's the amount of government spending. We see deficit spending, $2 trillion deficit spending this year. And you see the things that we're spending money on. And that's where people really get frustrated. There's $300 billion in improper payments. So these are payments that are going to the wrong people, whether it's too much or going to the wrong person. Now, this is easy, right? We should be able to stop this. We should be able to say, if the money is going to the wrong person or if they're getting too much, well, that should be easy to stop. They haven't stopped it. And this reminds me of what happened during COVID. And this is one of the most ridiculous stories. I've been doing this a very long time, and this is something that's seared into my brain. During COVID, we sent out checks. And the IRS sent a lot of checks to dead people. Now, they were asked, why are you sending checks to dead people? And I swear to you, an IRS official said, no one told us not to. So this is the logic. This is the lack of common sense that's happening at the IRS, that they have to be told not to send money to dead people. And this is just, one story out of 1,000 as to why we have the deficit and why we have the massive debt that the country has right now.
Should we tell them to be suspicious if the dead people cash the checks, or do they know that off the bat?
Oh, and the dead people were cashing the checks, because what they would do is that you'd have someone that, maybe living in the house, right? And they go, oh, look at this check, and they would cash it. So this is money that actually went out the door, and it's never going to come back. And we're talking about a few billion dollars. And again, it just gets to the root of the problem. It's like, if you can't do the easy stuff, man, how are you going to tough the really difficult issues like Social Security and Medicare that are going bankrupt? And we're talking about trillions of dollars for those two programs.
And we talk about trillions of dollars and billions of dollars and even millions of dollars. I think, David, for a lot of people, it's really conceptual, except for right now, when you've got to write a check, or if you do taxes quarterly, like my wife and I have to do, you have to write a check at that point. Then it becomes very, very personal. And like, for instance, there's a big, tax package being debated right now in Congress. You've got the do the Trump tax cuts expire and all that sort of thing. And these are the times when people should be tuning in a little bit more, because when you hear about all the waste, and people like to, laugh, oh, government's so dumb. But now we realize, wait a minute, that's the money I'm sending in to the government. So this is the time that some of these issues kind of come alive for more people.
Yeah, you're right. And people are writing that check saying, wait a second, I paid for that. And I'm paying for that right now as a taxpayer. And that's why we try to remind people during the course of the year is that, this happens during the 12 months. It just doesn't happen during April that this spending happens. And there's very little talk on Capitol Hill. I don't know if you've noticed this, but there's very little talk about the deficit and debt on Capitol Hill, whether it's Republican or Democrats. We don't hear a lot of that. I'm really concerned about that, because the country is going bankrupt and there's very little that's being done. And you have an IRS that is becoming more and more weaponized against the American public. And what I find just, really disgusting is you have someone like Elizabeth Warren who says, we have to hire these 87,000 new agents to go after the billionaires in this country. Well, first of all, there's like 1,000 billionaires, and to hire 87,000 people, you're not going after the billionaires, because what happens is you're going after the lower income folks. And I don't know if people know this, but so there's studies that have been done that shows that if you are lower income, you have a higher chance of being audited than someone like Bill Gates or someone in the top echelon of income. And this is, this is not anecdotal. These are facts. Studies have been done. And that just is, sends a chill down your spine, right? Is that that's what the IRS is spending their money on, is to go after low income folks.
Well, yeah, because low income folks are less likely to be able to fight back and defend themselves by hiring lawyers and accountants and everybody else like the upper income do.
Exactly. And that's, and the IRS has admitted this. They've been in front of Congress and they've been asked this, and they said, well, it's easy pickings. When you go after lower income folks, it's easier pickings to go after them. And like you said, someone like Bill Gates, they're hiring a team of attorneys, a team of CPAs. And again, it's just frustrating, and it really comes bubbling to the top on tax day for sure.
We're visiting with David Williams from the Taxpayer Protection Alliance. Okay, we mentioned that that tax package being debated right now. In the bottom line, if what's being debated right now were to go into fruition, or at least the status of it as it stands right now, is this good or bad for us? I mean, are we at risk of having our actual taxes going up, or are we trying to hold the line, or is there a possibility that we could start paying less in taxes? Because believe me, I said a lot of words in my living room with my wife that I can't say on the radio when we got the results of our tax preparation.
Yeah, so there's two kind of things happening here. First is this tax package, but also the extension of the 2017 tax cuts. Those are going to expire next year if something isn't done. And those tax cuts actually hit and helped the middle class. And you may remember this, that there were $1,000 bonuses that were going out to folks because we lowered the corporate tax rate. The middle class got a really big tax break after Trump signed the tax cuts in 2017. Well, this is the first tranche of tax cuts that are expiring. So we need to pass this tax package to show that we are going to do next year the same thing and extend the middle class tax cuts and make sure that we have a strong economy. So it's critical that this happens. Now, you have Michael Crapo, who is holding this up in the Senate. And the reason he's holding this up in the Senate is that he said, I don't like this because I wasn't involved in crafting the legislation. And he's had CEOs call him. He's had people call him, the grassroots reach out to his office. And he refuses to budge to keep taxes low. This is a Republican who is refusing to vote for a package that will keep taxes low. And it just doesn't make any sense because his feelings were hurt. That's why he's doing this, is because his feelings were hurt.
We've got about a minute or so left. So it's possible that if we're still dealing with the inflationary trends that we're dealing with right now, life is more expensive because of inflation. We could see our taxes go up on top of that. I mean, that's a double whammy, isn't it?
It is a double whammy. And you're right about inflation. We've seen energy and housing, those prices go up last month, and a lot of other, areas. But taxes, let's give people tax relief because wages are stagnant. And the best way to give people a boost in their, in their paycheck is not to take as much out in taxes. I mean, let us keep our money. I mean, that's what we're saying, as a tax cut really is, we get to keep more of our money. And that's why Congress has to act on this. And there's nothing happening in the Senate. That's where a lot of good ideas go to die, quite frankly.
All right. And you've got a lot to say online and on your website and social media. David, what's the way for people to get in touch and maybe track and follow what you do?
We're at protectingtaxpayers.org and on X, which obviously is Twitter. We're at Protect Taxpayers. And please reach out to us. Reach out to members of Congress and show them that you care and that you know what's going on. That's the only way we change things in this country, is if we call our member of Congress and force them to change.
Thanks, David.
Thank you.
I'm just saying, if you run into me over the next day or so, don't wish me a happy tax day on the 15th. It's not a holiday. It's a day of lamentation. Just saying. All right. Just ahead, high levels of immigration, especially illegal immigration, is that hurting minorities more than the general population in America? Let's talk about that just ahead here on American Viewpoints.